When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
That's right. This is Old School on 93.7 The Ticket. No DP. He's out today. If you see our phone graphic, our Aloe Fiber VIP line, you'd know former Husker Jay Foreman on the line. Jay, what's up? Who's Old School brought to you by?
The Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients at Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 168th and Maple, up there in the O. What's up with my main man, Austin Foreman?
Yo, Jay, we just had a wild discussion. People were telling Strick he was drunk today on a Friday, not yesterday, on Thursday, because of who he was saying in the musical world could sing and who couldn't sing. Strick was off the chain, off the hook.
All right, look, Strick's weekend starts Thursday at 12:01 a.m. doesn't stop until he comes back.
Ain't that the truth? He was saying Beyonce can't sing.
Well, hey, you know what? The rumor is Kelly Rowland is the one that used to carry all the weight, and Beyonce really supposedly can't sing, but I find that hard to believe because she's been so good with the, you know, I've seen her in concert. I think she can sing. I'm not sure she can sing probably as good as, like, obviously auto-tune or whatever it is that helps, but it's probably a little bit of a letdown, but I wouldn't say she can't sing.
That's fair. Stricky went off, and Naya felt the need to barge into the studio and defend Queen Bee's honor, so we appreciate her for that. The other thing we were talking about, Jay, and I think it'd be good to get your thoughts on here, Nebraska football, would it be a better sign for the Huskers if they had a 12 to 1500 yard rusher or a 1000 yard receiver this coming season?
Oh, that's a hard question, man. I'm going to go 1200 to 1500 yard rusher, because that lets you know we're kind of in the Matt Rule model of what he's done in the past, right? Build and try to dominate and be physical at the line of scrimmage in Big Ten football. And you're checking all the boxes there. And most likely, if you have a 12 to 1500 yard runner, that means you're pretty consistent, low turnover margin, defense is rested, complementary football. But I wouldn't turn my nose up at a big year throwing the ball. And also, I would say this, Austin. I'm going to stay in the rushing category, but the type of throws and the type of passing game would have to go into that. But I'd like a 12 to 1500 yard rusher because I think you always be able to throw the rock.
Especially with a five-star quarterback, and you went out and you got two transfers, right? You've had pretty good success in the transfer portal getting receivers in the recent past. You go get two more that seem like they should be good additions to the team in Jamal Banks and Isaiah Nair. With as talented naturally as Dylan is, with the experience that Banks has and the speed that Nair has, they might just mess around and get 1,000 yards. But, Jay, the last time Nebraska had a running back go for 1,000 was Divine Azigbo in 2018. That's far too long for a program that even under Scott Frost prided itself on running the ball, and a school that's in a program that's prided itself on having the ability to run the ball with the running backs and offensive lines. I phrased it this way to Strick. I think Nebraska should run the ball early, right? Help Dylan Raiola, if he's the starter, settle in. Middle of the year, teams will adjust, load the box, make him beat them in that middle four-game stretch. Then the last four games of the year, you know, end of October into November, it's going to get cold. We know what the wind looks like. You'll get Dylan to make some key throws, but you adjust to the adjustment. You ran it first. You threw it to beat the adjustment. Now teams are going to adjust back, say, oh, Dylan Raiola's going off. We got to, you know, respect him back up a little bit. And that's when I think the running back and the running game needs to have a strong finishing kick for the Huskers.
Yeah, I like that plan. I think, look, let's be honest. We have a 1,200-yard rusher. The passing game should be efficient and explosive. The looks that Dylan or you know, would see are, I wouldn't say they were elementary, but you could predict them a little bit easier, which will allow him to have steady growth. And let's be honest, if Nebraska wants to get to where they want to get, is obviously, you know, 6+ wins. There's going to be have to be a game that Dylan in the pass game is going to have to win it. And let me dive into that more before, you know, everybody thinks, okay, go for 400 yards and it's a legendary game. Win it means, to me, winning plays on time, on target. Example, a big crucial drive to try to finish the game. Let's not say 4 minutes, but let's just say 6 minutes, and you need a big third down. Say it's a 3rd and 7 to 10. You got to hit the right guy at the right place on time. Maybe he catches that, you know, 6 or 7 yards, allows him to turn up, make somebody miss, big first down. Take 3 or 4 minutes extra off of that clock, even if you don't potentially get a first down. Then you get a first down, then the game set match. That's what he's going to have to do. Now, on the flip side, there's going to be a time that the running game is going to have to finish out, right? It's, the box is stacked. There's no fair dodging. Can't make excuses. They know you're coming. We know we're coming, and we got to move some people off the line of scrimmage, and we need a big first down.
Does Nebraska need one guy in the running back room to take over like Amir Abdullah did his senior year? Or let's say Nebraska gets a guy that goes for 800 yards, another guy that goes for 600 yards. Is that good to have two guys going? Would you prefer to have one no-doubt guy in the backfield? How do you see the running back room shaking out right now?
Well, of course, we'd like to have like a Derrick Henry back there, a guy that, you know, is so good that, you know, carries for everybody else or you know, just for him to get some rest. But I wouldn't mind. I mean, Emin Johnson is still developing. I think he's the guy. I know people will get, you know, say he's not dynamic and all that. Well, look, you saw him. He barely, you know, coming off a redshirt year, didn't really get a lot of run at the beginning of the season. He did nothing but, you know, exceed expectations. He looked even more focused, determined to continue to prove himself. So if you have a two-headed monster and let's say 2.5, right, we've got 800, 600, and say you have a guy like a Ramir that's, you know, or even like a Gabe or somebody, or Quentin Ives, where they're able to get 300 or 400 yards, a factor, you know, in and out of the backfield, short area, you know, pass game. I like that too. And then that's kind of where you like, you know, remember Ramir or Amir, kind of, you know, remember he had the big fumble and that huge hit against South Carolina down there in the Outback Bowl.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50.
and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BADLANDS ranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was. And then next year he looked a little bit bigger, more decisive. I think Rex got hurt. He started to earn it. And then next year, you know, the rest is history. So everybody sees a mirror where he's at now going into his eighth, ninth year in the league. But let's not forget, Amir was in the same position as Emmett was. And Emmett took over it where there was a lot of questions. Amir answered the bell. Emmett answered the bell along with Dowdell and all them. Along with the offensive line, Nebraska be on their way.
Hey, and you know what Emmett's got that Amir doesn't? The Minnesota connections, Jay.
Hey, man. Amir, I forgot to ask him when I saw him. My mom always said that, you know, the brothers down in Alabama, Mississippi, you know, grew up eating pinto beans. I think Amir's in the yoga, so I doubt that. But, Emmett has that Minnesota blood in there. I always say we're a little bit tougher because we have to deal with the elements up there. I think that Emmett will do well. I think that, if they can stay healthy, and you saw at times the run game be pretty good at the end of the year or good enough, I think, Nebraska be able to be physical. I think, ever since, like, Taylor Martinez and now he's going to Adrian, the quarterback run game took over for the conventional run game.
Mm.
And I think just, whether it was Tim Beck or, obviously Scott Frost and company, you kind of, both of the runners were so good at times, kind of off schedule. You were like, all right, well, let's just drop back and let them make something happen. Well, against the University of Buffalo and all that stuff works. But when you play against, like, Iowa's and Ohio State, they kind of eliminate that. So the conventional run game is how everybody else wins, whether it's Ohio State, Michigan, obviously Michigan, heavy load, Alabama, Georgia. And we mix a lot more of that in if we can with the offensive line, pushing people off the line of scrimmage, as long as the tight end, nobody will be unhappy, come December or January.
When we look at the quarterback run that you said replaced the conventional run game, that's impossible to argue with if you look at the stats. Let's say Nebraska's run game struggles early on, right? Passing game is okay, but we know a good run game's open up the pass game and a good pass game opens up the run game. It works both ways. Let's say the running backs get off to a slow start. Is there any temptation to bring Heinrich Harburg in for the quarterback run game? Or would you stick with Dylan Raiola and say, hey, offensive line, running backs, it's on you to get this figured out. Dylan's our guy that we want here moving forward. We're not going to resort to Heinrich Harburg running the ball to bail you out. Or is Harburg good enough that you want his legs on the field sometimes as a change of pace?
Well, I mean, sometimes, and it's specialty, but it's not something that we're going to, overload or overtake Dylan. And Dylan, I think, is a better athlete than what people give him credit for. So, Patrick Mahomes killed Joey Bosa in the Super Bowl with quarterback run game. Done right, at the right time, you can be a lot more effective versus teams know you're coming in. And so the best thing for Heinrich to improve his run, quarterback run game, stats and opportunities is become a better passer. And so, and then vice versa for Dylan and Daniel Kalen and anybody else. But, if the running game's struggling, I think, they'll find different ways, maybe to block it, different ways, different personnel to get some edges. I think the one thing that, the coach staff can do and shown that they've done it at times is find different ways to kind of dress up the same plays to try to make them effective. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't go wholesale changes because we're not able to be, you know, Emmitt Smith and Dallas Cowboys and that offensive line right out the gate.
Last thing for this segment here before we take our first break of the show. I'm glad you brought up the Patrick Mahomes thing, and we've done the Patrick Mahomes comparisons here in Nebraska before. I'm going to go back to, like, earlier Chip Kelly, Oregon, right? Your boy Dennis Dixon that you were talking about earlier in the week. Good athlete, not elite athlete, enough quarterback run, but that's not what Oregon was built on. I think the same thing for, like, a Jeremiah Masoli and then Marcus Mariota. Guys that weren't, you know, Lamar Jackson or Taylor Martinez with their legs, for example, didn't keep it all that often, but they chose the right moments to keep it. And it wasn't for a big explosive run. It was for a first down or for a 15, 20 yard gain. Is that something that Nebraska can emulate? Give it to Dillon just often enough to give the running backs an extra step?
Oh yeah, I like that. I mean, Austin, I always tell you, the worst thing on third down for a linebacker is a quarterback hasn't even sniffed the line of scrimmage as far as running, and he gushes you on third and four and he gets 6 yards, and then he slides, and then he looks at you and starts laughing, and then extend the drive on a 90-degree day down in Miami or something like that. So I think timely runs by the quarterback are always, always effective. And you look over the time of in the pros, whether it's Brett Favre, Tom Brady, heck, even your boy Peyton Manning with the naked boots, you know, where he would just fool people, anybody, Dak Prescott, when you do it, and it's done, you know, I guess strategically or with a natural feel, you know, by a quarterback that isn't, you know, like you said, Lamar Jackson, it becomes a lot more effective. And I will tell you, teams have to prepare for it as much. It's always in the back of your mind because you don't want to be the guy, I'm going to tell you this, you don't want to be the guy that gets shook by a quarterback that's not, or everybody assumes not to be athletic. And here's an example that I'll tell you before we go to break. When I was in Houston, we played up at Buffalo. They had Drew Bledsoe. Drew Bledsoe was big, kind of, you know, slower later in his career. And I saw on tape that he scored doing a quarterback draw, right? Mm-hmm. And kind of ran over the linebacker. So I was prepared for it. I know Drew. He's a good dude. But, man, when he tried it, and when I tell you, I tried to rock his world because I did not want to be the guy that gets beat. You remember when, you know, Tom Brady would shake somebody, he gets up and he, you know, gives you the let's go first down. You want to make sure that it's not you. I think it's Brian Urlacher, your guy, or somebody like that one time. So I think timely quarterback runs are just as effective as, you know, a quarterback being overdone because eventually a defense is going to adjust if they know you're a run-first quarterback versus – I'm going to run when I need to and make it more effective.
Okay, one last thing off of that. Is that a Marcus Satterfield decision now that you have the extended communication in the helmet to tell Dillon, hey, probably look to keep this one? Or is that on him, if that play gets called, to be the one to make the read and the true, you know, zone read play call?
Well, if it's zone read, you have your principles. But I think, like, example like this, and I know this from a defensive standpoint, we might show, cover three and then, you know, them to a cover zero. So if I'm calling the play, which is great for them, and this is a good way to kind of talk them through plays, get the play in, you know, you say it once or twice and say, hey, look, be alert for cover zero or cover one. You could maybe look for a run, right? There you go. So it's not zone read. It's all of the situational football and the ability to communicate directly with the quarterback. Can allow him to think more freely and make those decisions more readily.
That's Jay Foreman, host of Old School on the Road. I'm Austin Norman back in studio. Jay will be back with me on the other side. Plenty more Husker football, plenty more NFL football to talk with him. We'll do that when we get back to Old School.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.